Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Am I on? Okay, go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I want to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah, I'm the music major.
Welcome everyone to Our Power and Praise, amen, with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning, amen. I needed that, amen. Get our praise on this morning, amen. I promise I will always give you the praise, oh God. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. We bless and we praise God on this good Wednesday morning, amen, as we command our day to line up with the will of the Lord, amen, praise God, that nothing will alter our day but God, amen. Praise God, we give God the glory this morning. I welcome all of you, praise God. Thank you for allowing me to come into your home, into your space, praise God. So we just give God all his glory this morning, glory service. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to get started. Amen. Just going to pray and allow God to do what he wants to do in this hour of power and praise, y'all. Come on, let's give God some praises. Let's lift them up this morning. I know it's early, amen, but this is the best time, amen, praise God, to give God the glory because we command our day to line up with his will. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come, we just bless your holy name. We give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, as we come, God, today, Lord God, as we open up the airways on today, Lord God, we ask that you have your way in this place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, bless every home that's represented here, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would do a miraculous miracle on today as we command our day, Lord God, to line up with your will, Lord God. We know that you are well able, God, to take care of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That's why we look to the hills with cometh our help, Lord God. We know that our help comes from you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, for all things, great and small. Now, God, as we open up the airways on today, Lord God, we bind up everything that will come against your word today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we clear the airways right now, Father God, from the north, south, east, and west, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, that this word will go out with power and authority, Father God, to all lands, God, even the lands that we have never touched, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say, yes, Holy Spirit, and we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, God, how you're going to speak today, God, how you're going to heal, how you're going to deliver, how you're going to make free, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that someone needs a word from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, God, that you will speak to them today, God. Speak to the hearts of your people, God. Let us open up our hearts, God, our minds, God, our spirits, God, to you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we say thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I'm asking, Father God, as I have studied, Lord God, now I'm asking, Father God, that your anointing will sit on the inside of me, Father. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, move Carolyn out the way, God, that the Holy Ghost will have his way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, I ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, that only comes from you, Father. And we say thank you, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. Sorry, y'all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. Just give me a minute, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Today, I want to talk to us about faith in the midst of the storm, faith in the midst of the storm. Amen. Praise God. Because we realize a lot of people are going through storms. Amen. And they don't even really know how to handle it at this time. But we believe in God, hallelujah, that he's going to do some miraculous things in our lives today. And he's going to give us a greater understanding of what we go through and how to go through some things. Amen. And we know that, praise God, that a lot of times when we go through things, amen, sometimes people get anxiety, praise God. Some people feel like they can't breathe, praise God. They're thinking that God is nowhere around. God, where are you, praise God? So I want to talk to us today about faith in the midst of a storm. And truly, this word is going out, praise God, not only to you but to myself, amen, praise God, because we have to look at God in a different kind of way, in a big kind of way, praise God. A lot of times we say that we have faith in God, but what happens is, amen, when the storms of life come, praise God, hallelujah, some storms are so raging that we don't know what to do and how to handle it. Praise God, hallelujah. Man, you might have faith in one area, but then there's another area that you really have to trust God. Amen. So today we're going to look to the hills with cometh our help. Okay, praise God, hallelujah. Faith in the midst of a storm. I'm going to go to Matthew. This is something, amen. Let me just do it in Mark. Mark, the fourth chapter, verses 35 through 41. I want to talk to us today, amen. And what really allowed Jesus to sleep through such storms was his trust in the Father. His trust in the Father. Somebody say, trust in the Father. He knew he was safe, amen, because he was in his Father's hands. And we too can survive any storm that comes our way when we learn to live as people of faith. Who gives us faith? God do. Amen. Praise God. So let's go to Mark 4. Mark 4, 35. The Bible says that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion, on his pillow. Amen. Praise God. The disciples woke him and said to him, teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith, he said. They were terrified and asked each other, who is it? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Here we see the Sea of Galilee where Jesus and his disciples faced the storm. It's an interesting place because it was more like a large lake, maybe like, and I looked and I said, okay, let's do some research on this lake. It was like 13 miles long and maybe 6 miles wide, and it was situated like 700 feet below the sea level, and it's surrounded by high walls and hills. Just high walls and hills around it can result in sudden violent storms, which turn the calm little lake into a raging sea of wind and waves. One of these disciples, amen, praise God, hallelujah. One of these storms hit the disciples and Jesus as they was crossing the Sea of Galilee. Jesus had just finished a long, hard day of teaching and helping people. He was probably extremely exhausted by piercing together the accounts of what? Matthew, Mark, and Luke, amen, praise God. We can get a picture of what kind of day he had been with Jesus. Amen, praise God. We understand, praise God, that Jesus was doing a great work, praise God. And we always hear Matthew, Mark, and Luke, amen, praise God. Here tells us Jesus healed demon-possessed man who was blind and dumb, praise God, and he couldn't talk, but that's in Matthew 12 because, praise God, they was on their journey, and after Jesus got through with him, praise God, he could talk, okay? What a miracle. However, the Pharisees were not too pleased with this because the people were starting to talk about him being the Messiah. The king that Israel had been waiting for. Some of them reported and resorted to slander and said that Jesus was casting out demons by Satan's power. Now, when I thought about, praise God, Matthew, and how they was, you know, how Jesus healed, amen, the blind and the dumb, praise God, and how the Pharisees came up against him, praise God, and said he's casting out demons by Satan's power. And a lot of times we even get offended by what people say about us because the power that we possess, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Glory to God. So somewhere down the line, amen, praise God, I don't want you to get offended when God begins to use you, praise God, in such a phenomenal way, praise God, of opening the blinded eyes, the deaf can hear, the lame can walk, praise God, the dead want to rise. They even talked about Jesus, amen, praise God. How can he cast out Satan by Satan's power, praise God, and we know that he was the Messiah. After dealing with what appeared to be a lengthy confrontation with the Pharisees, Jesus went down by the lake to teach. Maybe we should have, a gathering, a church, whatever, praise God, hallelujah, somewhere, praise God, by the lake in these days, praise God. But he tells them these eight parables and teaches the people all they can take for one day. At last, he's exhausted and tells the disciples, let's go to the other side of the lake. Now, here, Peter, Andrew, and James, and John are a man in the sail, or praise God, or the oar, what you want to call it, praise God, hallelujah, whatever you think that's appropriate, but the sail, praise God, while Jesus was getting some much-needed sleep, the stern of the boat, praise God. The fact that Jesus could sleep through the rain and the wind tells us that he must have been very tired. However, I believe that what really allowed Jesus to sleep through such a storm was his trust in the Father. Somebody say his trust in the Father. He knew he was safe, praise God, hallelujah. And that's the place that God is trying to get us today, praise God, that we will rest in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that we will believe that he has everything in his hands, that he has all power in his hands. When we get to that place, amen, praise God, that's when we'll go to the next dimension in the Lord, amen, by trusting and believing that he can do what he said that he's going to do. In the midst of a storm, amen, praise God, he will bring a miracle out of a storm, praise God, just for you, and you. Trust in his Father. He knew he was saved, amen, because he was in his Father's hands, that, hallelujah, that leads us to the main idea, amen, that we are talking about today. We can survive any storm that comes our way when we learn to live as people of faith. Come on, somebody say people of faith. How can we live as a people of faith? God wants us to be. Hallelujah, glory to God. We will discuss several marks of a person who we learn to trust in the Lord. People of faith allowed, yes, God, allowed people, oh, glory to God, to talk us out of our faith. We got to be people of faith. Follow the Lord's instructions, amen, praise God. Let us go over on the other side, praise God. We need to go on the other side. Somebody said, I need to go on the other side. There's another side, amen, praise God. Obedience is the most natural expression of faith. Being in agreement with the Lord, following through with his direction, he gives us faith in action. Somebody say faith in action. When we're obedient with the Lord, amen, it's called faith in action. The disciples were willing to following Jesus and were more than willing to go along with whatever he said. Each of them had been touched by Jesus in some unique way, such to the extent, amen, that they would follow him anywhere and do whatever he asked them to do, praise God. Have you been touched by Jesus today? That seems like a pretty noble, amen, comment that we can think about, praise God, but we all need a touch from Jesus, amen. But what strikes me is the impact that Jesus must have on each of them, praise God, to make them want to drop everything else and follow him. For Peter, Andrew, and James, and John to leave their nets and follow him in the same or something, quitting their career to do what Jesus wants them to do. Have you ever gotten to the point where Jesus asking you to, amen, praise God, to lay down what you have been doing and praise God and follow him? That's what he wants from us today, praise God. Lay it all down and follow him, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Would you be willing to do that today? Would you really, 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 really be able to lay it down at his feet today? I don't know if they had other incomes to fall back on, but I am fairly certain that they continued, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. They continued, praise God, hallelujah, providing for their families in some way, or Jesus would have had something to say about it. At least Peter was married, because it mentions his mother-in-law. He may well have been had children and could have been, shooting them away, that Jesus said, let them come, praise God. Regardless, this group of 12 men, fishermen, tax collectors, the zealot, amen, and others left their jobs to join themselves to Jesus at his request. And they walked with him and got to know him better. And that's what God wants us to do, praise God. He wants us to get to know who Jesus is for ourselves, amen. You can't, like our pastor was saying, and that just coming back to me because I heard his word on Monday, praise God. You can't make it off of somebody else's prayers. You can't make it, amen, praise God, off of somebody else's fasting. You can't make it off of somebody else's walk with the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. You have to have your own walk with the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. Nobody can make you have faith, amen, praise God. It comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. So here. As they walked with him, they got to know him better. They did not always understand what he was doing, but they did follow him and do what he asked them to do. How many here today, praise God, hallelujah, even now, you're looking at your situation, praise God, and you don't even know what he's doing in this hour, praise God, because he's not talking to you. He's not saying nothing. You're not getting any dreams, praise God. It's by faith. I want to talk to you today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, this is by faith, because this is another level that you're going through, and that's why you're not getting the answer from him right now. You have to walk it out by faith. Amen, praise God. You got to put it before your face and said, you know what, God, you have not revealed this thing to me, praise God. I know I was going through a storm. I don't know where I'm at right now. Praise God, help me, Holy Ghost. But, Lord, I know this is by faith. Amen. You don't know when, where, and what, praise God. It is by faith. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. What? That's a pretty good place for us to start. When the Lord puts something on your heart, just do it. Somebody say, just do it. Don't wait around to see if he could or he will change his mind. He is waiting for your obedience. Also know that whatever he asks you to do, he enables you to do it. And he will provide for you all the way. People of faith, I'm going to call it, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. People of faith will encounter storms in life. A furious storm came up, and the boat was nearly swamped. Have you ever felt nearly swamped by troubles and pressures of life? All the people face the storms of life. We all do. Come on, somebody. I want you to tell yourself today, everybody face the storms of life. It's nobody except, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Some people might have just went into a storm. Somebody might have came out of a storm, or somebody in the midst of a storm, praise God. But hear the Lord today, praise God. We all experience these things sometimes in life. No one is exempt, not even people of faith. Some people face erroneous storms and pain, grief and heartaches. However, I firmly believe that God wouldn't allow you to go through what you've been going through unless he knew that you had, Holy Spirit, that you can go through what he's been putting you through, praise God, unless he knew, amen, that you're going to make it out. It's going to be better for you, praise God, hallelujah. God will bring you through. God will bring you through. Heartache, however, firmly believe that God wouldn't allow you to go through what you've been through unless he knew that you would make it and be better for you. Amen, praise God. Certainly, we can bring our own storms on ourselves by our choices and behavior. But even the most righteous person in the world will encounter some terrible storms throughout life. We need to understand that some very difficult times may come up against us, but that does not mean that God is not with us. The very same disciple whom Jesus told he would never leave or suffer of violence, amen, death, and martyr, except John. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. When we think about John and how they had to go through, praise God, and how John was even boiled, amen, praise God, in oil, praise God, hallelujah, but wouldn't die, apparently exiled or prison on the island of Patmos. Did Jesus abandon them when they faced death at the hands of the execution? No, he didn't. No, he didn't do that. And now God is not saying that you will go through this, praise God, hallelujah. But no matter what, they followed Jesus wherever he had to go. So God is trying to tell us today, praise God, that he desires us to have such a faith, amen, that will not shake us, knowing that he is with us. I don't know, praise God, when I begin to study and ask God, amen, what to give to the people today, and this goes to me first because what happens is it goes to the preacher first, praise God, and then it goes out to the people, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. But there is some things in our lives that we have to totally trust in the Lord. Somebody say, totally trust in the Lord. No, he was them. Every step of the way. We may never face such an end, but we can be sure that we will face storms of some kind in life. Not saying, amen, that trouble going to last always, amen. God is just trying to keep our heads up, knowing that, praise God, that yes, sometimes we will suffer some things, but then, praise God, hallelujah, there is a greater glory that's coming after the suffering. Somebody shout right there, there's a greater glory coming after the suffering, amen, praise God. Say it again, praise God, there is a greater glory that's coming after the suffering, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. But that's okay because we know where our help comes from. People of faith know whom to call on for help. The disciples were afraid and did not trust God with their safety. But at least they knew who to call upon for help. Who do we call upon, amen, when we need help? Praise God, hallelujah. I'm telling you, praise God, your friends might be there with you 1 minute, but then they're gone the next minute, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, God, I thank you. We have to even be careful, amen, who we connect ourselves with, amen, praise God. Because when the going gets tough and it gets rough, praise God, hallelujah, you turn around, praise God, and no one's standing with you. Why? Because God allowed it to happen that way. Then let you trust only in him. Who do we call on for help? To whom do we turn to when we need a miracle? People will seek help, comfort, and escape in all kinds of ways. And some decide they will get this, you know, will be distracted themselves from the effects of storms by pursuing pleasures. Amen. Praise God. You cannot escape a storm, praise God, by escaping to other pleasures. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And we thank God for that, praise God, and pursuing outside things to help you along the way, because the storm is always going to be there, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some people escape in sexual encounters, praise God, and thrills, praise God, and buying a lot of comforts and overindulgence and other things. Amen. Others try to numb themselves to the storms through drugs and alcohol, and they seek to hide themselves in storms and passes. Amen. Praise God. If that ever happens, unfortunately, they often end up in the worst storm on their hands and knees. Amen. And they fall apart in life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God is trying to teach them, amen, how to weather the storm. Whatever people try to do on their own that makes it through the storms will not get them very far. There is only one who can calm the storm. There is only one whom even the wind and the waves obey, unless they call on him to help them, to save them from distractions. Amen. Praise God. And destructions. Amen. They are not going to make it. Praise God. Oh, they might weather the few storms, but they are going to need the Lord thy God. They are going to pray, make it to the end. Praise God. You have to try. Amen. To trust in the Lord, people of faith. I'm going to keep saying that, people of faith. Oh, they might weather the storms, but they're not going to make it to the end. What is our end? Life, death, and all those things. Jesus, our eternal God. Amen. Only those who call on Jesus in life will make it. Amen. To the next. Somebody say to the next. Amen. To the next. To the next. Amen. Praise God. We have to go to the next. The next is a place of glory. Amen. That God is going to bring you to. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you weather that storm and come on through that storm, praise God, and you pass your test, praise God. Hallelujah. You will see the magnificent God that's doing great things in your life. Amen. Praise God. This is why we must call on the Master, trusting that he will help us not only in our crisis but in our whole life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the glory. A movie and soundtrack come sometimes, and it was like in the 80s, amen, some words, amen, that we're going to call on the name of the Lord, praise God. We're going to call, amen, praise God. Well, who are we going to call, amen, for help? We have to call on the Lord, amen, praise God, because God said many, many, many people are going through storms right now because he's trying their faith, praise God. He's seeing what they're made of, praise God. He's seeing how he's going to bless them, praise God. He's seeing, amen, of the Moshanda, if they're going to stand for him or they're going to fall for the enemy, praise God, hallelujah. Are you going to stand for the Lord in this hour, praise God? God wants you to stand, praise God. He wants you to know that he's with you, praise God. Why is he taking you through a storm, praise God? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because he has to test us in many kind of ways. Amen. He's going to test us, praise God. Are we going to be wood, stubble, or hay, praise God? Or are we going to be that solid rock, amen, that God is calling us to be, that we are able to stand in the midst of a storm, praise God, hallelujah. I don't know, praise God, but we all go through a storm, praise God, because if you're serving the Lord thy God, you will go through a storm every now and then. He's proven us to see what we're made of. He's proven us to see if we're going to stand for him. He's proven us, amen, to see if he can take us to the next level. He's proven us, amen, to see if he can trust us with what he's going to give us. Oh, God, I give you glory. I give you glory, God, I give you glory. God is moving by his Holy. Somebody say, God is moving by his Holy Spirit. God is moving by his power. Amen. Praise God. Who are we going to call? Amen. When it's all said and done, praise God. Who's going to stand with us? Amen. Praise God. To the end, praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you to the end of the world, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me tell you, people of God, people of faith, praise God. God got a magnificent, magnificent glory that he want to put upon your life. Amen. He wants to call you forth and display you before his people. Amen. To let you know that I am God. And what they said about you, praise God, before, praise God, it will be a different story for you, praise God. Somebody, God is calling your name, praise God, hallelujah. He's calling you from the pit, amen. Glory to God, glory to God. Whatever the enemy's trying to throw on you, God is calling you to go through what you have to go through, amen, that you can be the one that proclaims his name and say, he is God. He took me through the storm. I will testify. I will give him the glory. I will press on, praise God, hallelujah. God, 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 he's calling your name. Amen. With that being said, amen, praise God. How many know that he do know your name? Amen, praise God. I'm going to go to a song. Praise God, I'll be right back. Let you know, praise God, there shall be a glory that's going to cover your life in the name of Jesus.
You know.
right, all right. He knows your name. Amen. People of faith, God knows. He knows. He knows. Jesus knows your name. Amen. It's such a beautiful song. She really ministers this song. Amen. Hallelujah. The first time I heard this song, amen, I just bust out and cried. Praise God, because God just reminds us, amen, I know who you are and I know your name. I know exactly where you're at. I know exactly how to get you where you need to be. Amen. He knows your name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So here, amen. This is a psalm, amen, that I've been reading for years and years. Amen. Psalms 121. Praise God, and it's a different, you know, like different songs I've been reading, amen, throughout this year, praise God, because there's been some storms in my life, amen, praise God, that I had to really trust God and hold on to the sail, amen. I ain't letting go, praise God, hallelujah. I got to hold on to the horns of the altar. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but I don't know what storm you've been, because when God began to elevate you, praise God, hallelujah, every demon from hell will arise, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, to throw you off track, amen, praise God. That's why, amen, you got to hold on to the sail, amen. But Psalms 121, praise God, verses 1 through 8, it says, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. It says, indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. Hear what the Spirit is saying. The Lord watches over you. Put your name there, praise God. The Lord watches over Carolyn. Okay, glory to God. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and evermore. Who you're going to call? Come on, somebody. People of faith, call on the Lord. People of faith, learn to overcome fear. And that's where we need to be right now, overcoming fear. Why are you so afraid? That's what he asked. Why are you so afraid? Do you still have faith? Amen. Trust in the greatest antidote for fear. How do we get trust? Oh, come on, somebody. How can we learn to trust Jesus with our lives? Well. At all risk of sounding so, you know, you can say all these things, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. But when the true test come up, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Let me say, the Bible gives us every reason to trust God with our life. He has 100 proof. Come on, somebody. He will not fail us. He has 100 proof system. Amen. Praise God. That he's put for us of a coming through for those who call on him by faith. The Old Testament reads it, and God has always coming through for us. Romans 10 and 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Bible is filled with faith, amen, praise God, hallelujah. So the faithlessness of God, come on, somebody say, the faithlessness, there is no faithfulness, there is none of that, amen, in God, amen, praise God. He is faithful to bring us through whatever we need to go through, hallelujah, glory to God. The Bible can be trusted. God can be trusted. We may face what seems so violent fear, praise God, that comes upon us, amen. It might be a terminal illness or a financial shortcoming or family trouble or someone. However, we must learn to overcome the paralyzing fear, because fear comes to paralyze us with worry and confusion. These things bring, amen, praise God. And we have to trust only the one that we can trust, amen, that can do everything for us, praise God. When we begin to understand that God is totally trustworthy, then the next principle comes in reality in our life. People of faith have peace in the midst of a storm. He's given us peace, amen, praise God. All it took was a word from the master, and the storm died down. There only, because God gave us a word, amen, and the storm will die down. When God speaks, everything shut down. When God speaks, everything has to bow. When God speaks to us, amen, praise God, there's such a burst that comes out of us, amen. So I pray today that you're taking the burst and let God do what he wants to do in your life. Jesus has all authority and power, not only over the elements of the earth, but over the problems of life. He can handle it. Somebody say he can handle it. He can be trusted to bring calm assurance into our presence, amen, into our hearts, amen, into our minds. He may not calm every storm you face, but sometimes the storm inside of us needs to be calm more than the storm that we face in life. Sometimes, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, the storm inside, you have to tell the storm inside of you sometimes, peace be still, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Trust produces tranquility in our life. Faith results in peace, amen, praise God. When we are able to place our fear in the master's hand, we will not need to wake Jesus up and say, Lord, don't you care, praise God, that I'm perishing. Yes, he does care that you're perishing, amen, praise God. Somebody say, peace be still, amen, praise God, hallelujah. We will be able to trust that nothing can harm us that doesn't first go through him, praise God, hallelujah. If he got you through it, amen, praise God, hallelujah, he will do it, praise God. God, somebody say, God will get me through what I need to go through. If God is handling things, then we need to take our hands off it, praise God, hallelujah. If it got through him, then he must be sending it on us, amen, praise God, because he knows we can handle it. And we continue to trust him. The greatest reason to trust in the midst of a storm is that Jesus is in the boat with us. The greatest reason to fear, amen, praise God, hallelujah, would be because, hallelujah, have gone sailing without him. Amen, praise God. We got to understand that Jesus is right there with us. As we shut down today, praise God, hallelujah. Do you have the Lord in your boat today? Is Jesus in your life? If not, we have to ask him, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. He will always be with you. If you never ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, amen, praise God, the leader of your life, praise God, hallelujah. I pray that we all ask God to be our Lord and Savior, amen. Maybe we have asked Jesus into our life and you are a believer, praise God, but seeing that you're having trouble letting Jesus handle the storms you face, praise God, hallelujah. Or you try to row yourself out of trouble or bail the water out of the boat all by yourself. You need to invite the master to ride in your boat today with you. Amen. Praise God. As you sail through the good waters and the bad waters. Amen. Praise God. Maybe you tend, praise God, only to call on him when you're in trouble. People of faith, follow the Lord's instructions and consistently do what he asks you to do. Praise God. People of faith, we all face the storms of life, but they know they can always call on the Lord to help them. People of faith can overcome fear with trust as a result. They, yes, Holy Spirit, they will know that peace of God in their lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't wait, amen, till the boat get too heavy. Amen. To call upon them. Praise God. Allow him to come into your boat. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We need the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and whatever we do in the good times, in the bad times, amen, praise God. I don't know, praise God, but I know that the Lord is speaking to us today, praise God, hallelujah. But I want you to tell yourself today, God, open my case file today, praise God. Open up my case file today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Open it up, God, today, God. Open my case file to you today, Lord God. Take a look at what I need to do, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And my destiny cannot be altered. Somebody say, my destiny cannot be altered. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And every Pharaoh that's holding your life, that I'm asking God to loose it today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. May the God of heaven smile upon you today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. May the Spirit of the God Almighty assist you in all that you do. Amen. Today. Praise God. May you experience more grace and favor over your life and upon your life. Amen. Praise God. May God advance you in every area of your life. Praise God. May grace and mercy will speak for you today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You won't be delayed. Somebody say, I won't be delayed. I won't be denied. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You won't be disgraced and you won't be disappointed. I have to decree that over you today, praise God. All your heart desires and expectations to come to pass. And God will surely prove himself to you in your life in a mighty, mighty way. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I want you to lay your hands on your own self today and say, my destiny will not be altered. My destiny will not be altered. My case file open unto the Lord today. Praise God. God, open up my case today. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. There was a scripture, amen, as I was ministering to the word, and I'm getting ready to close out. Praise God. Hallelujah. God gave me, I had to go find it, Romans, the fifth chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verses 1. And I'm going to read it before I close out. Praise God. Because as I was studying, And today, praise God, this morning, and I sat down and I heard the Lord speak to me, praise God, to tell me to tell y'all, praise God, that he got you, he got you, he got you, he got you, amen. Faith triumphs in troubles. Therefore, having been justified by faith, he said, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into grace in which we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given to us. God has given it to us. Hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God is in your boat today. People of faith. People of faith, continue to rise and allow God in your boat today. Don't throw him out your boat, because you're going to need him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes we want to walk without him, but you best walk with him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Time. He said, work by day, when night cometh, no man can work. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us work the work that the Lord has given to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There shall be glory after this. Somebody shout, it shall be glory after this. Amen. Praise God. No storm, no test testimony. No storm, no testimony. I hear the Holy Spirit. No storm, no testimony. And somebody is getting ready to testify of the goodness of the Lord. Because why? You're smooth sailing right now in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we come, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We come and we bless your holy name, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, you have given us the keys to the kingdom. And whatever we bind on earth, we shall be bind in heaven, God. And whatever we loose in, yes, Holy Spirit. And whatever I loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I bind up, I bind up, I bind up everything that comes to, yes, God, to kill our destiny, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I bind up the strong man and spoil his goods in the name of Jesus. I bind up the yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that Leviathan spirit, God, that proud spirit, God, that arrays against our life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I bind up the principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I bind it up in the name of Jesus, all sickness, all diseases, God, released against our mind and our body, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And every demon that tried to take us in exile, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I loose it, I loose it, I loose it in the name of Jesus. Every prisoner, God, God, in the name of Jesus, that the enemy had hold on, I loose it in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We loose all the bands of the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Nazareth, Father God. I loose, God, us from all the bands of the wickedness, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, we give you glory, Father God. We give you glory, we give you glory. And everything that comes to be, yes, God, to bind us up, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we loose, God, our minds, our will, our emotions, and every spirit, every assignment. Yes, Holy Spirit, every assignment. Simon, God, every spirit of darkness in the name of Jesus, we loose the power of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. God, we loose every city, every region, God, and every assignment, God, of hell, God, in the name of Jesus, and we call forth the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. God, we loose our finances right now, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, every spirit of poverty and debt and lack, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I call forth, God, prosperity in our lives, God, physically, spiritually, and financially, and matrimonially, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I loose, God, every generational curse, God, of our lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, going back to our Father's house, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and I call forth the anointing to break the yoke, God, of every generational curse, God, over our life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we loose ourselves, God, from every assignment of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we call forth, God, the angel of the Lord to fight for us, to loose us and burn up everything by fire, by force, and by thunder, God, against every demonic spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. God, every spoken curse over our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every negative word, God, over our life in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We call forth the angels to fight for us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do, God. We thank you for your mighty power. We give you glory, Father God, for all things, great and small, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Now unto him that is able from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. blessed, be blessed, be blessed, everyone. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you need me, you can reach me, 302-883-9799. God bless you all. Let us play the song, amen, as we leave today, knowing that God has delivered us on today. And we walk in faith by, yes, Holy Spirit, we walk in by faith and not by sight. We trust God that no matter what we go through, that he's in our boat. Look to the hills, people of God, with cometh your help, knowing that your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Be blessed. Happy Wednesday to all of you. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Starting here, starting now, that things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.